I remember once being in the back of church about to start Mass with a group of altar boys. And one of the altar boys said, "Knock, knock." I said, "Who's there?" He took holy water and splashed it in my face and said, "John the Baptist." So today we look at the feast day of John the Baptist. John the Baptist has two feast days. Today we celebrate his birth. And then in a different month, we celebrate his martyrdom. But John is one of the three people that we honor with a feast day of their birth. The other, of course, Jesus on December 25th, our Blessed Mother, September 8th, and today, St. John on June 24th. The speculation that these are the only three we celebrate their birthdays because all three were born without original sin. Jesus, of course, is God. He had no sin. Mary was the Immaculate Conception. And the tradition of the church, the speculation, is that John was cleansed of original sin in his mother's womb. This was told to him, this was told to Zechariah by the angel Gabriel, that his son would be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And it seems that when Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth and John in the womb heard Mary's voice, he leapt with joy. And the church has always believed that at that moment, John was cleansed with original sin, and he did a little Irish jig in his mother's womb, or let's say a Yiddish jig in his mother's womb, right? Because he was cleansed of original sin, he danced for joy at the Ark of the Covenant that came into his presence. So we know that John was related to the Lord because Mary and Elizabeth were cousins, as the scriptures tell us. And at the beautiful mystery of the visitation, Mary carrying probably the 6 day old Jesus in the womb, Elizabeth carrying the 6 month old John in her womb, they met. The two mothers met, the two unborn children met, and at Mary's words, John was cleansed and sanctified. And we see this as a beautiful image of Our Lady, the mediatrix of all graces, Mary, the channel of all graces. She brings us Jesus, and she brought Jesus to Mary, to Elizabeth, and to John. And because of that, we believe the tradition is that John was cleansed at that moment. And then the Blessed Mother stayed for the next 3 months with Elizabeth and Zechariah and John and helped with the birth of John the Baptist. And so we see Our Lady as the one who would really help the birth of John, as well as would prepare him to be the great missionary and apostle that John was. John is considered the last of the Old Testament prophets and the first of the New. He is the bridge between the Old and New Testament. John lived a life of penance, living out in the desert, perhaps belonging to the Essene community, praying for the Messiah, and then wearing a garment of camel's hair, eating locusts and wild honey, calling people to repentance. And he would do a baptism in the Jordan River, a baptism where people would confess their sins and be baptized in a ceremonial washing to prepare their hearts for the coming of the Messiah. John was such a man of courage that he was willing to speak out against King Herod, who was living with his brother's wife. And because of that, John was arrested and ultimately beheaded for witnessing to the truth of the Ten Commandments, and especially the commandment on thou shalt not commit adultery. John was called a martyr for marriage. Just like the other day we celebrated St. John Fisher and St. Thomas More, also martyrs for the sanctity of marriage. John's whole motto was, he must increase and I must decrease. John was not leading anybody to himself. He was always leading people to Christ. He wanted to diminish and have Christ increase. Jesus is the bridegroom. John was the best man. So we should take John's motto of humility and to allow Christ to grow within us. That's what true holiness is thinking of ourselves less and thinking of Christ more. And in fact, they say that humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less. And so we try to imitate John and always have Jesus increase his grace and life within us. I think it's very appropriate that the church has placed these feast days of John in June and Jesus in December, because nature reflects that from now on the days will be getting shorter. And at the time we arrive at Christmas, December 25th, at that point, the days get longer again. So in a sense, John will decrease and Jesus will increase. And I would also encourage you to really think about John as your role model and example. In our Legion of Mary handbook, there's a whole chapter on St. John the Baptist. He's one of our patron saints as legionaries. And the Legion handbook, written by Frank Duff, one of the greatest lay apostles of the 20th century, says that John should be a model for all of us, for all apostles, because he prepared the way for the Lord. And that is our job. You as parents have to prepare the hearts of your children to receive Christ, or the hearts of your grandchildren to receive Christ. In the workplace, as a doctor, as a lawyer, as a teacher, as a mom and a dad, we all have the same role, to prepare the way for Christ, to lead other people to the Lord. We don't lead them to ourselves, we lead people to Christ. We can imitate John's humility, John's unshakable strength and courage, and we can see that he was formed by our Blessed Mother at the Visitation. And we too want to be formed by Our Lady's intercession and prayers, that we too will become apostles to share the faith. So I encourage you to really take John as your patron. He really is the patron saint of every follower of Christ, because we should always have as our goal his motto, that Jesus may increase, that we may decrease. And our goal, of course, is to help always to prepare the way for the Lord.